Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycles, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. I'm Anthony Inman, joined by Brian Cleveland, and we are taking all of this great, wonderful music you're hearing from an awesome website. It's called earshot-online.com. It's the home of Earshot National Campus Radio Report. Brian's going to tell you about that and what it all means. And these charts are for Tuesday, April 9th, 2013.
You kind of already stole my thunder. You stole half of your spiel about the fine website Earshot. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program, and we're about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, 36 stations submitting this week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we're also on Twitter, our handle at earshot20. All great ways to get in contact with us, and of course, great ways for emerging Canadian bands or artists to contact us if they want some exposure on this show, and we can play your stuff amongst the charts. And we're doing so this hour for a great band from Toronto called Beams. And we're talking with Anna Marnix from the band. That's coming up very shortly. But first, we're going to delve into it, and we're going to start counting down the top 10.
All right, number 10 up from 16, second week on the charts, is Rye and their debut record, Woman. You're going to hear the title track. Following that, you're going to hear Edinburgh by Wood Pigeon. At number 9 up from 10 is their new record, Thumbtacks and Glue. And closing out that, so it'll be number 8, down from number 4, Devendra Banhart. And from the new record, Mala, you're going to hear the ballad of Keenan Milton.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Shot 20. Number 8.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was The Ballad of Keenan Milton by Devendra Banhart from the new record Mala, sitting this week at number 8, down from 4 before that. Number 9 up from 10 was Wood Pigeon, and you heard a song called Edinburgh, which is off of the new album Thumbtacks and Glue. And starting off that set at number 10 up from 16 was Rye with a song called Woman from their album of the same name.
If you're just joining us, Earshot 20, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio, facebook.com/earshot20. That's how you can get in touch with us if you'd like to talk about the program. In the mix of the charts, we of course like to feature emerging Canadian bands and artists looking to get a little exposure on the national stage, and that brings us to one of our Earshot Extra spots this week. Beams is an indie country folk band from Toronto with a sound as unique as the instruments they use. On the line with me is Anna Mernix from the band. Anna, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks, Anthony.
No problem. And I guess I want to start with just a bit of background of how the band formed and how you guys got together and started making music.
All right. Well, we've all been sort of playing music in the same scene for quite a while, some as long as 10 years. And I guess I'm sort of relatively new on the scene. And I was just writing songs and invited some people to come over. And everyone just started playing along, and it just sort of grew into an 8-person band, later to become a 7-person band.
And it's quite a big group. And the dynamic of the instruments you use, I was reading on your website, and you incorporate some pretty neat instruments, including the singing saw, which I'm not certain what that is. Can you explain what the singing saw is?
Well, the singing saw is basically a saw that is played like a musical instrument. It can really be any saw. Once we were in Newfoundland going to play a show, and we realized we had left our saw in Halifax, so Keith bought a new one from the hardware store.
Very cool. And so you incorporate banjo, mandolin, the singing saw, a lot of different types of instruments. Do you find that offers you guys an edge in your music and kind of something that's new and not really seen in the music industry right now?
I think that this sort of music is actually seeing sort of a, I don't know if it's a resurgence, but it's pretty popular right now. People are into this sort of folk movement, but I think that was one of the perks to me about playing banjo is that I used to play guitar, but guitars are really, everyone plays guitar. So it does give us a little like extra way to be creative.
And so you guys have released a couple of singles now, and you have a CD that's ready to be released in May. What was the process like recording that CD?
Well, the songs had actually been being played live for like about 2 years before. So there was a lot of time sort of getting them to be pretty perfect, making sure all the parts were right and such. And then, we recorded with, we recorded at MDI Studio. I can't quite remember what it says on there, but yeah, we recorded with Peter J. Moore, and working with him was a real treat.
And what can people expect to hear when they listen to the album? Is there a theme to the album that you put together when you were creating the music and putting them together? Is there sort of a progression, or is it just kind of a collective sort of all kinds of different styles and variations of things that you guys have put together?
I think that it's pretty eclectic. Something that people say is that there's sort of a little bit for everybody, and it kind of draws in a wide range of people in that way. But I suppose it's so hard to say that about the songs that you write yourself.
So
I would say that this, like, there are a lot of sort of like family themes. I definitely promote sort of like healthier relationships with yourself and with others. But there's a couple kookier ones on there too. And, you know, about murder or Evans. And, but yeah, there's nothing to compare it to in the way it, like, that someone with a new album would be able to say, oh, it's like our old one, but darker or more fun.
Right, for sure. And so you, it'll be, the CD will be released in May, but you do have a couple of songs and they're up on your website, banjobeams.com. And yeah. We can post that link to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Anna, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Thanks a lot, Anthony.
In an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Beams on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
I'll sit alone in the corner, two steps away from the border. I'll give you bread and water if you'll pretend to be my brother.
Time.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
More with Dana Snell now from the Bicycles, and we're chatting about their new album, Stop Thinking So Much. So what was the process like recording this album, especially where the band hadn't been together for a few years?
It was pretty easy, actually, because even though we hadn't played together for a while, we played together for so long before that. And as I was saying, we were all playing on our own with other people, so it wasn't like we hadn't picked up our, instruments in 3 years and we were super rusty. We're all pretty primed, and we'd been talking about and sending the songs back and forth, and we did some practicing before we got into the studio of the songs. So we were pretty prepared, and I found the recording the easiest album that we've ever done. It just happened a lot more naturally and smoothly and easily than the other two records, so I was pretty pleased with that.
Keeping yourself seasoned is the key, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't want to have to break through your own personal barriers of being ready before you can do the songs justice. So I feel fortunate that we all kept it up as musicians. And the songs. It was interesting. It's interesting after that to go to them live, because we really just got them ready for the album, and then recorded them. And then we didn't really play a lot in between. So now we're kind of dusting them off again and bringing them out in a live setting, which is, it's a little, it's fine. But, they just sound so different sometimes when you don't it's not in a recording context.
For sure. Now, from the title to the songs and the lyrics, everything together, do you feel there's a theme to this album, or is it more just of an eclective mix that represents the band and it's just a whole lot of fun to listen to? Or is there a theme, kind of a progression through the tracks, that there's kind of a story there to be told as well?
I don't know about that. I mean, I guess if there is a story, it's kind of like a song like "Try Too Hard, Andrew." That is literally about the, you know, us as a band breaking up and getting back together and finding our feet. So there's a bit of reflection on the actual band, but mostly it's kind of just where we're all kind of personally at, and a lot of collaboration went into all the songs, so it's a group effort in that way. But it's not like the story of the band or anything. Wait, that's not what you asked.
No, but
overarching theme. I don't know. I guess you could be like focusing on what's important. Could be a bit of a theme, you know. Stop thinking so much. Don't sweat the small stuff. I feel like a lot of the songs are gonna like have that message.
Kind of keep along with that theme. And it kind of leads into what was my next question as well, and you kind of touched on this, is that was there anything as a result of the album that the band was most proud of? Maybe a song or the album itself? And it sounds like just the ability to get back together and stick with that theme of don't sweat the small stuff, you know, keep it together, and you guys were able to put out a really great album.
Yeah, I mean, I think... just the fact that this album got made is just like kind of an end in itself to me, because, you know, we could have just never played together again and that would have been it. And I'm just really glad that we were able to kind of like overcome the challenges that were like having us not get along and to change, you know, as people and as a group and the way we interact with each other and kind of like meet each other in the middle in a lot of ways. And yeah, they can't help but feel proud of that, because it's just like, well, you just feel like a mature human.
For sure. So
get some human points.
So what's next, I guess, for you guys? You're doing some live music, and is there talk of an album? Is there an album in the works? What's going to be next for the Bicycles?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. It's funny. Yeah, now is the time when, you know, the album is out. It took a long time to come out. And yeah, I've been starting to think about that myself. I was like, I wonder what is next. I mean, I bet it will take a long time, whatever happens. It's not going to happen soon. During this time when we were taking a break, we weren't working on songs together. We weren't doing anything. So all the songs that came, that were in Stop Thinking So Much, were, you know, songs that were kicking around that individually we had written or that we wrote in the course of the writing for the album. So there's no, like... You know, I can say for myself, like, definitely for me, there's no, like, back catalog. For the guys, it could be, you know, they could be sitting on some stuff, but, and also once it starts going, you know, once you have an album, it's kind of like my friend Jose Contreras was saying, like, sometimes all you need is a song, like, song that everybody likes, that somebody wrote, and then that inspires you to kind of, like, write your own song that you could see on an album with that other song. And so... I'd be into doing something again. I mean, it's quite an endeavor, you know, it's expensive. We're lucky that we have a one-woman dynamo label, Fuzzy Logic, but, you know, you never really know, you know, there's no guarantees that, you know, she's going to be our label forever. So we definitely need to make a plan in that regard. And, it's interesting, you know, we're playing shows, but we're not really touring. Like, we're not really hitting it hard this time around, like we did for the other two.
Just kind of taking it light, sort of.
Yeah, we're all like 35, 36, and just nobody really wants to get in a van and go across the country anymore.
You know, that's reasonable.
Yeah, unless there's like nice big shows waiting for us, but we tend to like do well in Toronto and a few other places. But then, you know, like I don't know if we've ever been a band that could guarantee like an awesome turnout every time. You know, we have a lot of like slow nights on the tour, and so I think we're all just like all kind of focusing on our own lives and working and kind of feathering our nests as you do as a, you know, mid 30-year-old. So it's interesting, you know, I'm kind of gonna I'm interested to wait and see what happens with this album, because it's kind of like, can you have a successful album without touring it, you know? So I think depending on how this record goes is going to impact what we do in the future for sure.
Well, I'm sure.
So like, it was just, you know, we were just all about just getting it made, and we weren't really thinking much further beyond that. Even in terms of touring, we weren't really thinking beyond it. We're like, let's just make the record, and then, you know, that'll be that. And if there's a demand for us to tour, then we'll look at that. But the record is really like, it's pretty much an end in itself in a lot of ways.
And I'm sure Bicycle fans all over will be waiting to see what happens next with you guys.
Yeah.
All right, Dana, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And here they are on the charts this week at number 6. It is The Bicycles on the Earshot 20.
Number 6. Shot 20. Number 5.
Through the dark, cause the really good people who do what they're told. What will be my name in the USA? Hold my hand and I'll take you there. Who will I become in the USA? Hold my hand and I'll take you there. Sophie and Lev are running away. These are the days of gloom. Lev can't smile, Sophie can't sing. A mile to the future where tomorrow is king. What will be my name in the USA? To get on with my life, eat, drink, and sleep. Look out.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was I'll Take You There by David Bowie off of his new record, The Next Day, sitting still at number 5. Before that, you heard The Bicycles at number 6 down from 3. And Stop Thinking So Much is their new record you heard. Congratulations.
For sure. Indeed. That is what happened. I think, well, we played, there was, and then in before that was my interview with Beams, and I want to thank Anna from the band,
mm-hmm.
who was kind enough to come on the show and talk to us, and also a big thanks to Dana Snell from The Bicycles for chatting with us about their album that is charting at number 6 this week, and really great to talk to. I really enjoyed both of those interviews. They're great, great people.
Yeah, and you heard a track, which is the lead track from Beams' new record called Be My Brother. After that, you heard Sunrise by Phosphorescent, sitting at number 7 this week, up from 20, and their new record, Muchacho.
All right. Now that we've got that all out of the way, there's only a few more tracks to bring you until the end of the show, and we're going to do that in style. But first, a little bit more from Brian now. It's all the new records debuting below the top 20. It is the continuation of the lowdown. That's what it'll be. The opening part will be, and now the continuation of the
You
lowdown.
Make all these promises, but you haven't delivered.
No, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
All right, at number 25 is the Black Angels and the 4th album of psychedelic rock from the Austin, Texas quartet, which is entitled Indigo Meadow. At number 24, the 13th studio album from the Essex-born political activist and singer-songwriter Billy Bragg, recorded in California, called Tooth and Nail. And at number 22, Julian Casablancas and company, who make up The Strokes, look to 80s new wave and synth pop for inspiration on album number 5, entitled Come Down Machine.
Well, there you have it. That's Lowdown for the week. Thank you, Brian. And now we're going to move on to the remaining albums of the charts for this week. And we're going to give you number 4 and number 3, respectively, coming up.
All right, we're going to kick off with Where Do We Go From Here by Charles Bradley at number 4 from 14 from the album Victim of Love.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 4.
Where do we go from here? Gotta make that change. We gotta all make the change. My brothers, my sisters, it's time to make this world a brighter place for the generations to come can find love and peace, what we left them. So I wanna tell you over and over again, brother, sisters, listen to me from the heart. Come on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 3.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was, oh no, I just dropped my paper.
That was nobody.
I don't need that paper. It just scared me. You just heard Mirror by We Are Wolves from their new record, L'Amour Pop Club, at number 3, up from 7. Before that, number 4, up from 14, was Charles Bradley. And off of the album Victim of Love, you heard Where Do We Go From Here.
I feel like Brian likes to share things about me. I'm going to share something with you about Brian. He startles easy. Brian does a piece of paper falling on the floor get you.
It didn't scare me. I was just like, oh no, what do I do?
I get
that sheet of
paper
that's falling that I don't really actually need.
All right. It is almost over. That's right. The top 20 countdown is almost to an end for this week. And these were for the charts ending Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. If you've missed any part of the program, don't sweat it. We upload our program to radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. And it's also a program podcastable on iTunes. You can subscribe to the feed and download from iTunes all of the episodes. And great
automatically way, you can't stop it. It's gonna get you.
You can't stop the download. And of course, we're also on the NCRA Program Exchange. And big thank you to the National Campus Radio Association and Earshot, without whom this show wouldn't exist and we wouldn't be bringing you these
lovely
tunes.
We'd just be talking stupid nonsense for two hours. Yeah,
I feel like that happens, but probably more off the,
yeah,
people don't get to hear the stupid nonsense.
Oh, for sure.
All right, two more tracks to bring you before we close out the show, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, you're gonna hear Growing Like a Garden by Shotgun Jimmy, sitting still at number 2 from his new record Everything. And then you're gonna hear a track from our number 1 again this week, Soons, from the album Image de Futur.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
Martini glass on the first day of class. It's nice to hear from you anyway. An excellent connection. In the bleacher there's a section where my cell phone gives reception in the shade. Darling, it's alarming. And it's It's growing like a garden. It's wild and unexpected and in bloom. An excellent example of the things that you can't plan for that just turned out to be true. Desert juice with lime and vermouth on the rocks in the afternoon. A deadly combination makes you wonder where your day went as you review the list of things to do. Darling, it's alarming that we both got into farming, and caring for a crop is hard to do. From the moment that I wake up till the moment that my eyes shut, all that I think of is you. Martini glass on the first day of class. It's nice to hear from you anyway. An excellent connection in the bleacher. There's a section where my cell phone gets reception in the shade.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
It's the Earshot 20. Oh, yeah.
Don't cut out my song.
Well, I wanted to have this nice little talk over with this beautiful backing track.
Thanks to Soons for the backing track of Anthony, apparently.
From to my their, life.
Brand new record, their sophomore release, Image du Futur. You heard the title track sitting at number one. And before that, sitting still at number two is Shotgun Jimmy. And you heard Growing Like a Garden from the album Everything Everything.
All right, that brings us to an end. But we will be back next week with a brand new Top 20 and more interviews, features, and, of course, the Entertainment 411. Thanks again to Stephen Karlick from Exclaim for that. And also to Dana Snell from The Bicycles. And Anna from Beams. A Toronto-based awesome band. I think I said folk rock band, but I just love the singing saw. That was my favorite part. When I actually heard it, I was like, wow, that's pretty decent. I enjoy. All right. Remember, if you've missed any part of the program, facebook.com/earshot20 will post a link to radioforall.net. That's where you can find the program for download, and it's also a podcast on iTunes. Search Earshot 20. Until next time, thanks for tuning in. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.